At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Welcome back. It's the Johnny B. Show, 102.5 The Bone. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join us, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Throat's a little scratchy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mine too.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't play.
I'm not.
Son of a bitch. Oh, well. Serious.
Oh,
boy. Is that a symptom?
Diarrhea.
Oh, I've had it for 3 days straight.
I've had it for 30 years.
Yeah, me too, pretty much. Son of a bitch. Yeah. Wouldn't be surprised. After Saturday. God damn it.
Whatever, man.
What do you mean, whatever?
Whatever, bro.
I don't want to die.
I don't even care if I do anymore.
Damn.
That's how I'm tired of everything.
Jesus.
At it.
I don't want to cancel Will.
Enough.
No.
You know what? I've had enough.
Good God, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I want to see the Rays win the World Series this year, man.
Hey, that could happen.
Well, it's going to happen fast if it does, because 60-game season. You know what you're not going to hear from a manager this year? Well, it's it's a long season, and you're not going to hear that crap. You always hear that when they lose a series. You know, they get swept by somebody, and they'll go, it's a long season. No, you get swept now, you're out of the playoffs. So it's a 60-game season. So it's going to be
Weird. I'm very excited, though.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I know it's going to be weird with no fans and all that, but I'm just excited. I know opening day, I think it's the
24th.
No, for Rays, but for baseball, I think it's the 23rd, and it's the Yankees versus the Nationals, I want to say.
That's cool. Cool.
And then there's another game, too. So, but we have the schedule here for the Rays baseball. Yeah, it's going to be fast and furious going all the way up through September. There's not a whole lot of days off. So,
no.
Yeah, but we start off against Toronto here at home. And then we go to, then we have Atlanta for two games. We go to Atlanta for two games. We got Baltimore for two games. Mostly divisional games. Boston, New York, Toronto again, back to Baltimore here. So it looks like we're spending most of our time just in divisional games. Besides, we played the Marlins out of division. We played the Philadelphia Phillies here, three games, to wrap up the 60-game season.
The Mets
in away. New York. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's going to be pretty cool. No West Coast games.
No.
Yeah. So that's interesting. So it's kind of a bummer because I like it when they go out west, because when we get out of here at midnight, it's usually like fourth inning and I get to catch the rest of the game. Yeah. I haul ass home and watch like the seventh and eighth and ninth, you know, but you know what? Just to have it back, it's going to be interesting. So we'll see how it plays out with COVID testing and a 60-player pool and how they call people up and everything else. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how everything goes down. So, but it's back, man. Baseball's back. Did you see the Vegas odds, the latest Vegas odds on the Super Bowl for the NFL?
I did not, no.
They got the Bucs at 12-1.
Is that good? I don't know odds. I wish I did.
Way, but it's probably the sixth best, I think.
So that means you bet $12 to get $1?
No, silly.
What does it mean?
That's just the odds of them winning. Like they put odds like, and I'll have to go back to it, but I think, obviously Kansas City is, I think they're 3-1 to win. So I think you, I think for every $1 you win 12. Yeah. So that's what it is. So, or if you bet. So 12 to 1, if you put up $100 for them to win, you'll get $1,200 if they win the Super Bowl.
Oh, I want to place that bet.
Yeah. I'm telling you, 2008, I went to Vegas and I bet on two teams. I bet on the Bucks just for S's and giggles because they were like 100 to 1. But then I bet on the Arizona Cardinals because I thought that they were really, really good at where they had them rated, and they were 40 to 1. Mm. They went to the Super Bowl, lost last second to the Steelers in Raymond James Stadium, and I put $100 on them. That would have been $4,000. I was already booking my flight.
Yeah, that would have been.
Guys, hate Roethlisberger. Hate him. I hate him. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Good Monday.
Oh, hey, Cherokee.
What's up?
Nothing. What are you doing?
I'm thinking the winner of sports this year, whoever is going to get the title is going to be the team without the COVID. Because you're going to have to start canceling out teams once people start testing positive.
Not the whole team.
Correct?
No, they just quarantine the players and they bring other players in.
Well, in a regular setting, I mean, everyone that's around that person, aren't they quarantined as well?
Yeah, but this isn't regular, dude.
I think they're going to be – aren't they doing a thing where they're kind of, like, living in a hotel and they're kind of be, like, all close?
I don't know. I don't know if the NFL is doing that.
Time.
They're going to test every day.
Every day, yeah.
But the thing about the NFL that's going to make it tough is you got 22 guys on the field smashing into each other for probably about 70 to 75 plays a game. Where at least baseball, you're socially distanced most of the game. They're spread out all over the field. And,
but NBA, you're all over each other, so you can't control that at all. So
that's why they're running through the prisons so bad, because those guys are all over each other, if you know what I'm saying.
Probably.
I'm just kidding.
I've never been there.
All the prisoners that are listening, I'm just kidding, guys. LOL. Not with some of you, but you know what I mean. Get my ass kicked. All right, well, this call went way too long. All right, bye-bye. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Yeah, Bucks 12-1. The Cowboys, I think, are also 12-1. I know.
They always put the Cowboys up there.
They need to change their name, too.
S the bed.
I'm offended by Cowboys.
What should they call them?
I don't know. Stupid Cowboy, you know, yeehaw, everybody! I don't like it. They abuse goats when they lasso them. You know what I mean? I don't like it.
Stealing the XFL, the Roughnecks, Dallas Roughnecks.
I don't like that either, man.
It's still a person.
Yeah.
It's still
you're making fun of oil workers.
Oil workers. Yeah.
I don't like
Those
it.
Those are tough cookies, though, man.
I don't like it. And guess what? When the oil sprays all over them, blackface.
Yeah. True.
Not good.
True. That's correct.
Not playing that crap. Not my football league. No. Not happening. Houston Texans. Ugh.
They're up there?
What?
Oh, for the odds, or just so you're talking about?
No, I don't like their name.
Oh, yeah.
No, their odds aren't very great at all. No, I think it's Kansas City. But I don't have it up. I'm trying to remember it just offhand. Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the 49ers are up there pretty good. I want to say New England still got pretty good odds.
I bet you now they kind of do with
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
My man Cameron Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Queen. You find it?
I think so. This is from a few days ago.
Yeah. It's the same, really.
Kansas City.
Yep.
5-1.
Yep.
Baltimore Ravens 13-2.
Forgot about them,
49ers 7-1. What is 13-2?
It's like 6.5-1.
Oh, that's dumb.
I know, yeah.
San Francisco, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Dallas.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, baby.
Up there. That's pretty good.
Isn't it crazy that we're even favored? Like, over anybody? Like, this is amazing.
I mean, there's a lot of pressure this year.
Okay.
We got the best quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
So, we better be up there.
Got really good receivers.
You got Seattle, Green Bay, New England, 25-1.
Like, we're favored over Seattle and Green Bay and New England. New England's 25-1.
Yeah.
That's where you want to throw $100.
As is Buffalo.
Because that's Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
You want to throw $100 at Bill Belichick to get you 25, hun. You know what I mean?
25-1 for Buffalo, too. That might not be a bad.
I like Buffalo. They're going to win the division this year.
Over New England?
Yes.
We'll see.
100%.
Pittsburgh, 25-1. Indianapolis, 25-1. Chargers, Vikings, Rams, Raiders, Titans, Browns, Bears, Broncos, Texans, Falcons, Cardinals, Giants, Lions, Jets, Dolphins, Panthers, Jaguars, Redskins, and 200-1, the Cincinnati Bengals.
200-1.
As is the Washington, whatever they call themselves.
They're going to be the Warriors.
Jacksonville Jaguars are also 200-1.
I hope Washington doesn't do a good name. I hope they screw up and just really, really mess up that name. Like the Wombats or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great?
Something stupid.
Yeah, like the Washington Tinkerbells or something stupid. Doesn't even like alliterate or match to set the scene. Ah, that made me
what
so happy.
What is the Virginia state animal?
Oh.
That's what they should call it.
It's probably something dumb, like an otter or something.
Let's see. The
Well, Washington, D.C. is its own state now. It's about to be. They got approval.
The animals is the Virginia big-eared bat.
Ah!
They could call it that.
The Washington big-eared bats?
Yeah.
I'm buying a jersey.
The red salamander.
Yeah.
Hey, they could still keep the red.
They're going to do something so stupid
red,
like
I
that.
Bet you they're going to be the red salamanders.
The salamanders?
Yeah, the Ugh. Red salamanders.
Okay.
The striped bass, Washington striped bass. It's freaking stupid as hell.
Nope, not doing it.
Yeah.
All right.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.